Hello all. How are you doing this bright, actually it's kind of gloomy, January day? I hope you guys are all doing good. I hope you all had a wonderful holiday season and you spent time with family making memories and celebrating traditions you'll never forget. My husband and I always actually take time off towards the end of the year, and honestly, at this point, I am just trying to get my bearings and settle back into some sort of work-life balance and keep my head afloat. We were off for almost 11 days. So this year in particular, for me, our time away provided me with one of the only chances I had all year, I feel like, to slow down and to take a step back and just stop for a minute to reflect. And if it feels like it's been a hot minute since you've heard anything from me in the form of a podcast or a blog, it's because, honestly, I have no excuse for being absent for this long. Let me just say that life took a few unexpected turns in the last 12 months, and I've been just trying to survive and process it all. There's been a lot of beautiful, a lot of tragic, and a lot of messy in-betweens that I talk so much about, and honestly, sometimes there were days this last, especially 6 months, that I didn't know if I was going to survive it or not. When it became too much to handle, I did pull back from my podcast and from my blog and even from writing and working on my novels. I think the last thing I put out was in April. I've been kind of more focused on some writers groups and workshops and stuff, but I pulled back from everything and I allowed myself to grieve what was going on in real time. I am still processing some unhealed trauma that suddenly resurfaced throughout this whole thing. And as those demons of our past sometimes like to do without warning, they came at me full force and I didn't expect it. I experienced more than one tragic loss in less than a month, and in the process, I fought to come to terms with somebody I no longer recognized in the mirror as myself. That heaviness that I carried, I felt like it was just, I've never experienced that kind of heaviness before with everything going on, and this, I'm just going to say it, it was a family secret basically that came out after about 10 to 15 years in keeping, you know, being kept in secret, and it was a little too much. So I struggled to keep my head above water most days as my heart shattered, and I couldn't stop that sorrow and that grief from taking over. So I tried hard to keep that at bay, and that's why I pulled back from the podcast and the blog so that nobody would see how much I was hurting. After all, I'm the one that's supposed to be here to encourage you, right? To uplift you, to help you through the traumas that you go through. So I guess I felt like I was supposed to somehow keep myself together and be the strong one despite all the challenges I faced in my own life. But in the end, I couldn't have been more wrong. I learned that I couldn't do it on my own, that my strength lies in being real and sharing my pain as I experience it. And if you guys remember from one of my previous podcasts, one of my biggest mantras towards the end of this last year has become, I share my scars so that I can help others heal. It's not about me hiding from you or hiding the pain that I'm feeling. It's about me sharing and being real and working through this maybe one day at a time, one step at a time. Sometimes it's just 1 second at a time to get through. So after months of kind of stepping back and soul searching and fighting to find my way back out of the dark, I discovered that these life lessons that we're going through are an integral part of my healing journey and my purpose, whether I want them to be or not. We don't always ask for what we're given, but we have to find a way to deal with those cards the best we can. So I've quietly stepped back, and honestly, I let life just roll over me. I let the waves of grief and heartache and disappointment ride. But lingering on the cusp of that holiday season that I was not looking forward to and the promise of a new year, I felt something I hadn't felt for quite some time. Within the fragments of that brokenness that remained within the tragedies of this last year, I started to feel the tiniest little glimmer, the tiniest little spark of hope. And so this year, even though it's January 5th now, we're well into the new year here. I am learning to stand again. I'm learning to create. I'm learning to write from the pain instead of hiding it away from within. So I'm focusing on opening new windows that let the light in as I build a doorway to a future and a new year that I choose to now create for myself. I have heard the word sparks I don't know how many times lately. And the funny thing is, I saw something that said, it was just a quick little glimmer of like a little positive quote on Facebook that said something about sparks and finding those little sparks that ignite joy and things like that. So that was kind of already my word. And we ended up pulling some tarot cards and some, it's more like a life map to encourage you and to set you on your way. And that also mentioned sparks. So last week, my husband and I, when we were off, went to this bookstore called The Next Chapter over in Omaha. And I'm looking for a journal, right? And I find this book and it says the one sentence journal and the word on the front of it is spark. And it's basically finding little sparks along the way. Let me see if I can find here. It's a lifeline filled with so much joy and hope that you'll feel instantly encouraged by just spotting it from across the room. So you basically just start writing these little sparks. We all live memorable lives. Sometimes you just need a little spark to remind you. And that's what I've needed the most, is this little spark, this little inner voice, whatever it is, that tells me that it's time for me to heal, time for me to change. So I'm carving out sparks from sunshine and glimmers of hope found in quiet moments of reflection, holding my loved ones closer than ever before, rearranging my purpose as I turn the page and enter a new season of hope, forgiveness, and change. I am reviving myself, my business, and my purpose in this new year, and I will return stronger than ever as I heal. So the first announcement that I wanted to make is that I've completely revamped this podcast. As most of you know, it was formerly called the Daily Escape Podcast, which was fine. I love the name. At the time, I just picked something and went with it. I wanted to be that solace and that escape, so I figured that was a good title. Well, as I cohese everything together, I realized that I wanted that podcast to be more in line with my business in pursuit of purpose. So I went through all these tools and name generators and things like that to figure out a name. And all of a sudden I was like, why don't you just use your business name in pursuit of purpose for the podcast as well? So my podcast has now been rebranded and it will be called In Pursuit of Purpose. I wanted it to become, like I said, more cohesive and intention with my coaching business, my blog, and ultimately my purpose to heal others. So, In Pursuit of Purpose podcast theme for season 3 will be titled The Next Chapter. This season's subject matter will focus more on learning how to let go of the past, turning pages of change, and leaning into this new season of my life instead of running from it like I've always done in the past. My purpose and passion will continue to center on inspiring others to find their voice and teaching them how to rewrite the story of their life through spoken or written word. The second announcement I wanted to make is that I'm quite literally rewriting my story one chapter at a time as we speak. It is my personal memoir, the story of my life from when I was a child until now. And I'm going to write it in real time as I open myself up to being vulnerable and sharing it all with you as we go. And let me be honest with you for a second. That thought scares the living hell out of me. It does. I have learned that old ways won't open new doors. So I have remained far too long in a place that I don't belong. And I've stayed there because honestly, it's easier. It's more comfortable to stay where within your comfort zone where you don't have to live outside of that fear. But I need to do something. I've been just too afraid to move and to move myself forward or to believe in myself. And like I said, it's much easier to stay somewhere that's comfortable and feel safe sometimes, isn't it? In the space where you've always lived and where you don't have to do too much to be too daring or too brave. After all, we don't get hurt that way, do we? If we just stay protected inside of our little cocoon. If we stay where we're protected, maybe if we're quiet, nobody will notice, and that way we won't get hurt. But this time away with my husband and I had started to eat at me. In the little, small, quiet, be still moments where I was forced to be still, there was this voice, and it's been with me my whole life, and it's unrelenting sometimes in planting seeds of change and coaxing me to do the things that are sometimes hard and not very comfortable, even when I don't feel very strong or very brave. And as hard as I've tried to shove all this crap that's gone on in our personal life below to the surface, so I don't have to face it, so I don't have to feel that pain, it just keeps resurfacing over and over and over again. And I'm starting to realize that I really don't have a choice. I don't have a choice but to look it in the face and learn how to face it before it eats me alive from within. So while 2023 was the year of unearthing secrets and trying to come to terms with what that new reality and life without those people who tore our family into really meant moving forward, I don't know, at times it was difficult to keep myself from going down that rabbit hole. Anxiety, depression, more sadness and pain than I've ever, I think, in my whole life have felt sometimes. I would have rather pulled a blanket over my head and buried my head in the sand and just stayed in bed. But in this new year, I realize I cannot do that anymore. I can't waste any more time living like this and being afraid of what's waiting around the next corner or what tragedy might be coming next. Fear has honestly always been my undoing. And the thoughts in my own head have kept me trapped in a place that I don't want to live in anymore. I don't know about you, but that's one of the most difficult things to admit and to move forward from. And I found a quote by Lucius Annaeus Seneca. I think that's how you say her name. Also lyrics to the song Closing Time by Semisonic that says, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. So while many things in my life have been unexpectedly forced to come to an end, whether I wanted them to or not, I can see that within these endings, within these difficult and honestly life-altering, life-shattering goodbyes, there is a new beginning that lies within the letting go. Letting go of those things that I was never meant to hold on to anyway. So these last few weeks, I have been reevaluating everything and so many things in my life. And I've also realized that I have the power to say which things stay and which things go. I've heard it from Mel Robbins, from whoever else. Everybody talks about that. You have that power to say what stays and what goes. But I've never taken control of that part of my life before, and I don't think I've ever really felt like I had the power to do that. So while I might be lost at times moving forward, and I might not have all the answers, I am still scared to change, but I'm learning to find my voice again, to listen closely to my intuition. I've always had that intuition that's told me where to go and how to go and when to go. And as I dig through the bones of my trauma that were left behind and decide what to keep and what to toss aside in that pile of rubbish that no longer serves me as a person I will one day become, I don't even know how long it's going to take to get there. But I found a quote also by Don Serra that says, there's no time stamp on trauma. There isn't a formula that you can insert yourself into to get from horror to healed. Be patient, take up space, let your journey be the balm. So I was never meant to be the bringer of darkness or negativity or sadness. From a very, very young age, I knew, despite the things that have ever happened to me, that I was always, always, always meant to be a healer. I want to be the light. I want to be your hope. And I am forever in pursuit of the purpose I know remains within me. Despite those losses of this past year, despite the traumas of a past I have no right to hold on to any longer, despite the hopelessness when at times I feel like giving it all up. See, within those moments of darkness, I have found glimmers of light to hold on to. I heard your voices echoing mine of past podcast episodes where I told you that we were all in this together and that we could do it if we just found the strength to hold on together. one day, 1 hour, 1 minute, one spark at a time if we have to, right? I wanted to thank you guys. I want you to know that it means everything to have you here. And I want to thank you for letting me unload all of this, for allowing me the space to get the yuck and the blah out and learn to let this go so I can start anew with a renewed spirit and give you the best of me again on this podcast and in my personal life. As I grow into the woman I've kept hidden away, it's time for her to rise up, and now it's her turn to come out and play. I'm done hiding. I'm done being quiet, and I'm claiming that this year will be my year. So in this new year, 2024, a year I'm rebranding and calling the year that will be my catalyst to change, we are going to turn the pages of an ending that no longer serves us. And we will rewrite a new beginning as we rise from the ashes. And I hope that by the end of this next year, we will find peace and joy and hope in this journey once again. I hope that each and every one of you will join me in this new year for a brand new season with new content, motivation, inspiration, and special guests who inspire and motivate me to thrive and not just merely survive. This whole last year has been waking up and trying to put one foot in front of the other just to survive. And like I said, there were days I didn't know if I could. But I will continue to encourage you as my listeners and as an author, my readers, to embrace this, which is our personal journey. Highlighting this podcast's role in helping you unlock your purpose and embark on a transformative writing journey through episodes centered on self-discovery, rewriting old narratives, and healing from past trauma, one impactful episode at a time. And most of all, I want to encourage you with hope. I hope you know that you're loved, that you're worthy, and that you are enough, no matter where you are in your healing journey, and no matter whether, like me, you believe it in this moment in time, we will get there. And together we can and will heal. As we learn to let the past go, and we welcome in this new chapter, turning pages of transformation, healing, and change. One of the biggest things I'm learning is just to be patient. I am learning to take up space, and I'm learning to allow my journey to be the balm that soothes my wounded soul. This year, I'm focused on me. I'm focused on finding me again and finding that person that I know is in there, that I know has existed since I was little, but maybe has been silenced, maybe has been afraid to come out and show herself. So I can't wait to see where this new road takes all of us as we embrace this new year and make it into everything that it should have always been and that we need it so desperately to be. So again, thank you for being here with me. Thank you for making a difference in my life. I would not be where I am today without each and every one of you. So hang in there. Know that you are loved from here to the universe and back. Until next time, I am unconditionally yours. All my love, Sadie.